Next item on the agenda, permits. Projects over $50,000 with no objection with staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Watkinson, good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Bowman, commission members. These are those projects over $50,000 in value. We've conducted a public interest review for these projects. There are no objections, and staff is recommending approval of these with the specified conditions. So with that, I will read the description for each of the projects. I believe there were eight page two items today. Item 2A, Luck Stone, is requesting authorization to install six new steel dolphins, repair and replace five existing dolphins, and mechanically dredge on an as-needed basis approximately 1,050 cubic yards of bottom material with upland disposal to achieve maximum project depths of minus 14 feet at mean low water at their existing barge loading facility, referred to as the South Richmond facility, situated along the James River in the city of Richmond. In this case, we're recommending approval with an in-stream time of year restriction of February 15th through June 30th to protect anadromous fish species, and an additional dredging royalty of $311.85 for the new dredging of 693 cubic yards of bottom material at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard, and also an encroachment royalty of $480 for the encroachment of the new dolphins over 240 square feet of state-owned subaqueous land at a rate of $2 per square foot. Item 2B, Virginia Electric and Power Company, is requesting authorization to install two temporary construction trestles in the York River. This is to facilitate line splicing operations associated with the installation of a directionally bored 230 kV electric transmission line, which will be referred to as the Hayes Yorktown 230 kV line project. And this was previously the line location was previously authorized by an easement granted by the General Assembly in 1987. And this will cross beneath 15,469 linear feet of the York River between Gloucester and York counties. In this case, for the construction trestles, we are recommending approval contingent upon the applicant's agreement to light the trestles pursuant to U.S. Coast Guard requirements. Item 2C, Vulcan Construction Materials request a modification to their previously authorized permit to now dredge on an as-needed basis up to 4,444 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous material per dredge cycle to establish and maintain maximum depths of minus 16 feet at mean low water from within a 50-foot by 150-foot basin surrounding the terminus of the existing pier at their Westminster Sales Yard, situated along the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River in the city of Norfolk. In this case, all dredge material will be transported to and disposed of at Craney Island. We're recommending inclusion of the standard dredging conditions and an additional royalty assessment in the amount of $649.80 for the dredging of an additional 1,444 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous material at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard. Item 2D, the Department of the Navy is requesting authorization to demolish and replace the existing piers 4 and 5 with a new single pier, which will be referred to as Pier 5, at the Norfolk Naval Shipyard, situated along the southern branch of the Elizabeth River in the city of Portsmouth. The proposed project within the Commission's jurisdiction includes the installation of a replacement marginal wharf along Hitchcock Street between the existing piers 4 and 5, the construction of a new 230-foot wide by 1,225-foot long Pier 5 with a pertinent moorings, fender systems, utilities, lighting, electrical substations, railroad spur, crane rails, saltwater intake, and support structures to include restrooms and saltwater pump station buildings and a security tower. Item 2E, Rivanna Water and Sewer Authority request authorization to install by open trench method a concrete encased 24-inch diameter sewer transmission line a minimum of 3 feet beneath the submerged bed of Moores Creek at the Moores Creek Wastewater Treatment Plant in Albemarle County. The proposed sewer line will be installed in the dry using a temporary dam and pump system to divert stream flow around the work site. We're recommending inclusion of the standard in-stream conditions. Item 2F, Department of the Navy, request authorization to repair and improve approximately 180 linear feet of existing revetment by installing additional riprap extending up to a maximum of 11 feet channeled of mean low water between piers A and C at the Craney Island Fuel Depot situated along the Elizabeth River in the city of Portsmouth. Item 2G, Q West Communications requests authorization to install a fiber optic cable under the bed of the eastern branch of the Elizabeth River using the horizontal directional drill method, and this will be immediately east of the Norfolk Southern Railway Bridge between the cities of Norfolk and Chesapeake. The line will replace a previously authorized temporary line in the same location for which a royalty was paid at the rate of $3 per linear foot under VMRC permit 10-0342, which was issued in March of 2010. Item 2H, David Dickens is requesting authorization to install a 100-foot-long and a 60-foot-long armor stone breakwater, each with a 22-foot-wide base width located approximately 30 feet channeled of mean high water, and to place 400 cubic yards of beach-quality sand landward of the breakwaters to be sprigged with beach vegetation adjacent to his property situated along the Potomac River in Westmoreland County. I'll be happy to try and answer any questions you all might have regarding the page 2 project.
Any questions by members of the commission for Mr. Watkinson? Mr. Tankard?
Just a question on 2C. What made it so that they had to reassess and come back to us for that permit?
Item, the Vulcan.
Vulcan, yes, sir.
Mr. McGinnis is coming up. Mr. McGinnis, good morning.
Mr. Tankard, I believe that what they've found is they're bringing in larger barges now and that the depths they've previously been permitted for aren't adequate enough for the larger barges, okay. So they're asking to go a little bit deeper.
Thank you, sir.
Further questions by members of the commission? Anyone in the audience in support of these projects that wishes to be heard by the commission? Anyone in opposition to the projects? There seeing none, the matter is before the commission. Mr. Tankard?
Move to approve page 2 items.
Motion made by Mr. Tankard to approve page 2 items. There a second? Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? All in favor of the items or the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.